Broadcasting Network.
Schmidt, today is the 30th day of November, the last day of November, in the year of our Lord, 2019. I want to tell everybody I'm fantastically happy to be back. I really missed this. Last week I was under the weather, and the 2 weeks before just didn't work. So, anyway, we are back. Good morning, Rick and Lori.
Good morning.
Good morning. Tim. You're going to have to start letting that girl do her job. It's why we pay her. You're stepping on it.
Uh-oh. Didn't mean to. Yeah. Lori, take it away.
We're good. So, how was everybody's Thanksgiving?
You know, mine was great.
Oh,
I was with
you. It was something.
It was something. Did you get enough turkey, Rick?
I had enough of everything, including dark beer. Yeah, we had too much. It's what do they call it? Obvious consumption, conspicuous consumption. It was pretty conspicuous. You know, when you can't drive home, that's conspicuous.
That's conspicuous.
Understand. How many people this year, Rick?
In this particular case, it was one of the we tied Thanksgiving with my immediate family and the in-laws. So I guess not like it was usually. So it was more like 30 instead of, let's say, two or three times that. But it was. It's one of those deals where you need a heater in the garage because people are just milling everywhere. You know, you just...
Oh, yeah.
Your biggest problem is trying not to step on babies. That is probably the biggest challenge for the day.
I understand completely. Been there, done that. Thankfully, don't have to do that anymore. Well, sometimes.
People apparently are pretty prolific, and... yeah... They seem to be able to figure out how to make babies. I don't know how they're doing it, but they're doing it.
I understand. So what are the subjects for the days there, guys? I missed the last 3 weeks, of course, so Lori told me a little bit. But where do we want to go today, guys?
Well, we've been discussing herbs, and Rick, we need to finish that up because we told everybody we would.
And we will. Before we do that, I want to talk a little about your favorite subject, finance.
Oh, yay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, my favorite subject is poutine. We are seriously into poutine weather here. And I have a great recipe, which is a takeoff on poutine. It's called carne asada, which is, would be poutine 2.0. And, it is, man, I'll tell you, I don't know what's up with this weather, but, all I do is walk around in circles looking for a piece of meat, which is not normal. Also, I want to talk about shish kebab, one of my new favorite deals. You know, speaking of meat, that is a little healthy. It's going to be a healthier alternative to poutine, but once again, just a boatload of fun. You know, both of these things are as much fun as you can have with your clothes on. Although, you know, look, if you live with semi-rural and you want to barbecue with your clothes off, I'm all for it. Just don't get your marshmallows too close to the fire, that's all. Let me talk about the financial situation here. It's fascinating to me. It is unavoidably fascinating. Yeah, well, yeah. It is it is a fascination. I am absolutely astonished. I have never been surprised by the capacity of mankind for evil. But this is beyond even my imagination, which in my bloated opinion is saying something. What these people are doing, and of course, and I've mentioned this in various stages in various ways before, but what these banksters are doing just absolutely is just, I guess if you're going to commit a crime, you may as well make it the crime of the millennia. No point in going small. We have, and once again, I have a difficult time really being poignant on this subject because it's like looking at the model of the glass see-through combustion engine, where you try and tell a kid what this part is, but because it's part of the whole machine and you couldn't make the machine work without that part, it's very, very difficult to actually, you know, come up with an intelligent, I'll do my right. best. We've got a situation here where absolutely nothing is real. And when I say absolutely nothing is real, I mean nothing is real. The market, there is no market. The market is a casino joke, a Ponzi scheme, really, and therein lies the danger. Right. It is opined that the smart money is and has been getting away for a while now. I would say at the very least the last half of this year. The people who are going in or are still in out of what we call the not smart money, these people can see this coming. What is it? Ray Dalio, who runs, I think, is it Bridgewater or BlackRock? It's the largest hedge fund in the world. Just bought $1 billion of puts on the market. In other words, he's betting on a big old fat collapse, and he's going to capitalize on that. And who is going to pay him? In through the nose, and it'll be everybody who's still hanging around in the burning movie theater. The amount of money that they're pushing into the repo market, in other words, they're injecting billions of dollars a day, more than $1 billion a day, into the banking system, and that is why you see no good economic news. It doesn't matter whether it's a jobs report or a consumer price index, consumer confidence, jobs reports, the gross domestic product. All these numbers are bad. Inflation is, you know, running at a real rate of 6 to 9%, depending on who you look at. Unemployment is bad. It's all bad. And yet the stock market continues to rise. Well, how can that be happening? Well, what if you take $1 billion a day and you buy stocks with it, you're going to make the market go up. You just are, because you're buying the market up. You're bidding it up. It's kind of like bluffing in poker. You know, you freak everybody out. You may not have anything in your hand. You may have a bunch of zeros in there. But because you're betting big, everybody thinks that you do. That's what they're doing. But there is a caveat to this, which I think is absolutely fascinating. Two caveats. One is opined that part of the money is buying stocks and bonds, which is why the bond market is going upside down is because they're buying so much of it. The other part of it is that it has been floated out there as a rumor, but it doesn't mean it's not true. It may well be that what the Fed is doing under the table and behind everybody's back is bailing out Deutsche Bank, which is which has been ready to fail now for a couple of years. But the problem with letting Deutsche Bank flop is that it is the biggest. I think it is the biggest bank in the world. Without a doubt, they have more derivatives than anybody. They had about $70 trillion in derivatives, which, of course, we know are just phony investments, fake IOUs. They're IOUs, they're paper. The gambling IOUs. Now I think they're down. They reduced that balance sheet some, but boy, I'm telling you what, it hardly matters because they're somewhere over $50 trillion still, which is ridiculous. So if
And just to sell them off, Rick, they're having to pay, I think it's a 10%, $1 billion premium to sell off $10 billion in derivatives.
I believe.
I believe those numbers are right.
Something like that. Goldman is picking this up, has been buying their bad debt is what has actually been happening here. But it has also been opined that a lot of this money, this repo money that they're injecting into the market is being funneled back through the back door from Goldman over to Deutsche Bank, because Deutsche Bank is the largest of the systemically important banks, and if it flops, then it's likely to take all the other banks with it. So they don't want that to happen. So we have this bizarre situation where the U.S. taxpayer is essentially bailing out Deutsche Bank. That has not been confirmed, and because of the Dodd-Frank Act, thank you, Barney. Your sins just continue to pay dividends. You're not allowed to know where the money's going, even though it's yours. You're not allowed to know who's getting the money. So, and I think it's either 2 or 10 years. But here's a scenario that I thought was funny. This I think is hysterical, and appears there's some of this going on. If you were to receive, let's say you're Goldman Sachs and you get $1 billion a day, and you buy stocks and bonds, you're running the stock market up, but the assets that you're buying are yours. And you know, whosever stock you're buying, I don't care if it's Facebook, Apple, Netflix, Google, it doesn't matter what you're buying. You're running those prices up, and those assets belong to you. So you're actually bidding the market up with free money. You didn't earn this money. You don't even actually, in reality, the money doesn't actually even exist. It's been printed just out of thin air. It's just computer created. They don't even think of it as money. They don't have money. They're just using a computer to shoot phony wealth into the system. Now, if you run these stocks up, and let's say you're getting $1 billion a day, what happens if you were to, good morning, Jerry, what would happen if you took half that money off the table every day and bought gold or silver with it? If you took $500 million every day back off the table of profits or something like that, you would be able to buy, I don't know, what is it? I did the math on it. $1.3 million? You can buy like 1 million ounces of gold a day. Okay, so... The funny thing about it is you're buying something that's absolutely real with something that was never real. And I think that is just hilarious. Yes, go ahead.
From what I understand, there's some of that actually being done right now with almost every major central bank. What they're actually doing, they're not taking $500 million off the table. they're generating money to buy gold. They're not into silver very much, except for J.P. Morgan Chase, but everybody else is buying gold. And again, they're creating cash out of thin air.
Yeah, well, I wasn't suggesting that they were taking a half billion off. I'm simply saying you could, or some number, or any number, whatever your whatever phony money your bank would be comfortable in pulling back off the table each day of that phony money that was just thrown at you. You could do anything you wanted with it. I'm sure as long as you agree to run the stock market up, because I think that is exactly why that money is being created and handed out, is to keep that stock market floating until the election. But I think that the concept of taking free fake money, and buying something like a hard asset with it, to me is just weird. It's like the alchemist stone or whatever, where you turn lead into gold. It's just the weirdest doggone thing I've ever. It is a very strange kind. It'll be something that will never happen to the normal human being. And believe me, I'm not even sure these people. I'm not sure they're human, but I don't even want to suggest that they are. But I think that it is a fascinating scenario, but hilariously enough, we have, as a side note, we have experts arguing what this will lead to, whether they say that inflation will be the end game, or hyperinflation, or deflation will be the end game. And then we have a group of people that I tend to agree with, which say that it will begin as deflation, then it will go hyper, and that would be the end game. It'll be actually both. I fall into that camp, but you know what they say? If you took all the economists in the world and lined them up end to end, they would point in different directions, and you may as well put me in that camp, because, you know, I only agree with some of them, and they don't agree with each other. So that can only mean one thing. Most people have to be wrong, and somebody is probably right, and that could be even a question of just dumb luck.
Rick. You know, but the bottom line is, the only thing that I can predict is we'll probably be surprised by what, quote, solution or attempted solution the powers that be come up with. And in 2008, nobody heard of quantitative easing. It wasn't in anybody's mind that that could happen. And I'm wondering if they're going to pull out the hat this time, because they've got until about March to do it, the way I calculate things. But I've been wrong before.
Well, there is, if you can believe this, there is a proposed solution which has been in the news for about the last couple months. And the way this would work is that they will collapse the dollar. Now what we're in the middle of a currency war, make no mistake about that. That is not a tin foil hat theory. Every major nation, every developed nation in the world is trying to devalue their currency so that they have a trade advantage. That's why. You say, well, why would they want to do that? Well, because it gives you a massive trade advantage when you're doing imports and exports. If your currency is worth less than somebody you're trading with, from that point of view, it's a real good thing, and that's exactly what President Trump would like. So, in my opinion, the reason that we're going to find deflation, and the reason I think is that they're actually going to collapse the dollar, is basically the direct result of this phenomenon of this okay. mad race to the bottom, which is what we are in.
We have a break.
I can't hear it. Sorry.
It's okay. We have a break. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Please hold on.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We have been talking about the financial world so far this morning. Gentlemen, you want to continue?
Go ahead, Rick.
Are you caught me unaware?
Oh, maybe you lost Rick.
No, we didn't lose Rick. Rick was making some tea. Hey, So we have this situation here abounding, and this is, if you want my personal opinion on this, I would say that, first of all, it just doesn't matter. From some points of view, we are simply rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic, and, you know, to that end, arguing about the exact details of our situation is kind of ridiculous. But it does make a difference from some points of view, and this would be the reason that I'm going to bring this up, is I believe we are on the front end of a deflationary doom vortex, and a vortex is something that sucks everything in. So what actually will occur? Well, I think what I think you're seeing right now is the beginning of a situation. Our income, debt is, they're injecting billions of dollars into the repo market, which is the debt end of the spectrum, which is how how all money actually enters the system is through debt. One man's debt is another man's income. So what we have here is a situation where if the amount of debt that a consumer can take on is limited, and statistically we can see right now that people and corporations and governments are just absolutely stretched about as thin as they could possibly go. You know, they can't go too much further. We have bank runs right now. I think you were alluding to the bank. Oh, no, Jerry was. The bank runs in China and India, we've got bank runs beginning. Stocks, some major stocks in China have dropped 70% last week, which is, you know, you could say, well, this doesn't have anything to do with me. I don't own any of the Chinese stocks, but financially the world is so interconnected, believe me. If this gets loose, it will affect you.
I honestly believe, I personally believe, we're going to see both hyperinflation and deflation at the same time, varied by goods. Hyperinflation and fuel, transportation, stuff like that, but yeah. Deflation in other areas, say clothing and white goods and stuff like that. That's where I see us going. What do you think?
Stagflation. They call that stagflation. That's a good question. I mean, it's going to be, I don't think it's going to be one or the other. I think it's going to be both. I can't begin to know if they're going to happen simultaneously like stagflation or whether we'd have a deflationary spiral followed by hyperinflation. I tend to think it will be like dominoes falling, one followed by the other. But I don't think it really matters. But when you have when debt is constricted, you have it creates lower demand for things, which slows the velocity of money down, which lowers spending. And if one man's debt is another man's income, when you lower spending, you lower incomes, which feeds back into itself. Lower incomes, lower demand, lower velocity, lower spending, lower income, lower demand, lower velocity, and it becomes a vortex that feeds on itself. And I think possibly the term deflationary doom vortex is somewhat redundant because I don't understand how you can ever have deflation or hyperinflation without having a vortex. I think they both feed on each other. I think they're both...
Well, you
can. Yeah, I think they're cyclical. I think they go in circles, and I think by their nature, it's like a tornado. You know, nobody's ever figured out how to stop a tornado. So, you know, I think that's what you're going to get. You just got to wait for these things to play themselves out. In the deflation, now here's the deal, and this is the reason I'm bringing up the deflation, is that in a deflationary situation, which would include stagflation, the value of every single thing goes down. So, if you are positioned correctly, you can take advantage of that. However, the question in my mind becomes, and it is opined that the prices of metal would also decline at that point because of lower demand. I simply don't know if that's true. But housing typically has dropped by more than 50%. So if you're looking to buy housing or a piece of farm ground, like my family is trying to pick up a small piece of tillable farm ground somewhere on the cheap. If you can pick it up during the so-called deflationary stage, you can get at least a 50% discount on something that's valuable.
I agree.
So I guess, yeah, that would be the question is what, you know, during this deflationary period, what in the world will happen to metals? If metals drop and you never seem to have any advantage, then the only thing you can really count on is something like food and water, your community, you know, all the things that we know make up the elements of a survival situation. You're not going to
I agree.
You're not going to start your own army and your own farm, so get that out of your head. So that's the reason I kind of bring up the deflationary thing, is because at some point you may find that either your metals are really, really worth something or they're worth less. So,
okay, guys. We have our bottom of the hour break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Let's do some cooking.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. If you'd like to call in and talk with us this morning, number is 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And right now, guys, we have Jerry in Texas on line 5. Good morning, Jerry.
Morning, Jerry.
Hello. Good morning, Larry. Tim and Rick. Yeah, there was a lot of people didn't live through the 80s, or old enough to remember it. I remember it well. To me, it was kind of like probably most people that our parents and grandparents that lived through the late 20s and the 30s, that Great Depression. For me, in my family, the 80s was brutal, more ways than one. 08, same way. You know, where they did that, though, it's kind of like the old cliche, they gave it a paint overhaul. We've talked about this before. In the 80s, they dried up the money market. You know, bank savings and loans, they went... in the receivership, and bankers sold pennies on a dollar, bank bonds and shares and S&Ls. Lady Bird Johnson, her family had Bank of the Hills there in North Austin, and they kept putting money in it, trying to keep it alive. And finally, they threw their hands up and said, well, you know, we're throwing money in that vortex or dark hole, and they walk away from it and cut their losses. The people couldn't understand why in 08 that G.W. Bush didn't come in and say, mark to market on housing and the housing, over-inflation of the housing prices and the default, the subprime mortgage loans and what have you. That's what they did in the 80s. You could go in, if you had the money, you could buy a house for, well, probably 10 cents on a dollar is what it sold for. And I'm talking
Absolutely.
About,
you're right.
You know, it's the same old car and same old engine in it. They just they painted it up and go with another route on the thing. These derivatives and these packages that are throwing in good prime mortgages and then throwing in a certain percentage of subprimes, same way with the car market, loans and what have you. And it's just sitting there waiting to explode. Now, Tim, my question is, and I,
yes, sir.
There's these people that's going at these banks and these corporations that are liquidating shares in a certain amount of them or selling them and buying silver and gold. Is that physical gold or is that gold certificates? And either way,
no, that's physical. It's physical,
okay.
Jerry. But what these
okay.
big corporations and banks are buying are physical. I think it was J.P.
Right.
Morgan, I believe it was, has 200 tons, no, 2,000 tons of silver. No, they're buying physical, but at the same time, they're trading paper to create to keep the market down. So they can afford to buy physical. At least that's the way I see it. Rick, what do you think?
Yeah, that's the game. That's the game they're playing, and it works just fine. And, you know, who can stop them? It's legal, more or less. Although, whatever they did to the Hunt brothers seemed to work.
Well, now then, now, that was a set-up question. And when it hits fans, and I think it's more of a when than if, you look back at the patterns that's been happening since the early 1900s when the Federal Reserve came into existence, and even you go back throughout history, you had peaks and valleys so far as the economy. You had good times, you had depressions, recessions, on and on. Who's going to get all that gold when it hits stand? Is it stockholders or is it the CEOs?
No. It is not the stockholders.
That'll all be private.
They've got it where it can't be found, I'm sure. I had to throw that out. I pretty well had the answer, but folks that don't think this thing through, sit up and pay attention. Just because your bank or your corporation that you've got a bunch of shares in, they're buying all this gold, don't look to get a piece of that pie, because that pie has already been slashed and dashed and did it out. And it's interesting how these have you noticed, well, PG&E, some of the top level, they went and sold a bunch of their bought up a bunch of shares, sold a bunch of shares in what have you, and when they filed bankruptcy, they had cash in the bank.
Oh yeah,
you know,
you're not supposed to know about that.
What they So, yeah, as old saying goes, nobody's going to look out after number one like old number one will. But anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in. My 2 cents for what it's worth is probably one of those,
sure.
Those new pennies that doesn't have any copper value left in it, but the copper-coated pennies. But anyway, y'all have a good weekend. Glad to have you back, Tim.
Oh, I'm glad to be back, buddy. Very glad to be back. And I sure do appreciate your call, Jerry. I was looking forward
okay.
to hearing from you today.
Well, I've been listening in, been busy, but I'm kind of torn. I have to go back and look and listen to the archives, with another talk show host that's come on. And I've been catching his last hour, but y'all need to stagger your hours so I can catch off and get a good solid 5 hours of live talking there. But anyway, y'all
there
have a good weekend. Y'all have a good weekend.
You too, buddy. You too.
Bye.
All right. Doesn't look like we got anybody else waiting online. You know, Rick. You know what Jerry was talking about. You know, all these big corporations and basically the big banks, especially the central banks, you know, they are hoarding gold. It's common knowledge to anybody that pays attention, not just gold, but silver, palladium, rhodium. They're hoarding all of it. And
right.
they keep the price down, I believe, like I said, by, you know, the paper transfers. You know, when we're sold 530-1 on silver, or oversold, I mean, that tells you something right there. You know, there's something screwy going on, in my opinion. I know a lot about it, but I certainly don't know everything about it, and I most certainly don't know the end game. But if the guys with the money are buying up precious metals, maybe everybody else should too. You know, what do you think, buddy?
Well, I mean, I think, once again, I'm, you know, looking at a lifter and trying to explain what a motor does. But we talked about a situation like this a couple weeks ago where these big CEOs and these very powerful people, they're only powerful here on Earth. I'll be talking to them on the other side.
I agree.
They're hollowing out all these institutions with the you know with the stock buybacks there, and they're doing what the Fed is doing. They're taking company money, buying back their own stock, running the price of the stock up, and then selling their shares. They are paid in many times. Yeah, and then they're absconding with the money, leaving the company with the debt in ever-increasing amounts, especially right now. People are starting to get wise. They're heading for the exits. So, in my opinion, and I don't know, you know, if anybody was listening, there's no question that these big CEOs and these CFOs are hollowing out their major corporations. And basically, what does that mean? Well, it means if you're holding in that company, They're taking everything of value out of it and leaving you with a goofy IOU called a stock certificate. Congratulations, you're the winner.
Right.
You'll be the one with no chair when the music. Yeah, and I believe the government is doing the exact same thing. So the question that I would like to ask, this is why I always get lost in my own thoughts. Yes, they're suppressing the prices of precious metals right now, and I can only suggest that the reason that they have not exposed themselves yet at this point is because they're simply finished. They're not finished accumulating metal. I think at some point, maybe it's after the Trumpster wins the next election, when they finally decide to let this game stop, you're going to find out exactly what the heck's been happening or not, or you'll just be standing there completely penniless, hungry, broke, and saying, what happened? Well,
right.
Look, I don't know how long I've been singing this. You know, I've been playing you a broken record now for over a year. And so for those of you that have cognitive dissonance, whereby you hear a piece of news or a piece of information that you hate the sound of, and it scares you, and it scares you so it makes you angry, so you yell and scream and you throw the phone and start suggesting using my name along with four-letter words. Yeah, I get that, but, you know, just remember you were warned, and I guess you just don't think tomorrow ever comes. I don't know what to think about you other than the fact that I wouldn't necessarily use the word stupid, but I will say this. Anytime you want to substitute emotion for reason, it makes you stupid. It makes you look stupid. You act stupidly. So you can either do one of two things. You can either think about this and come up with a solution, a personal solution, a course of action for yourself and your family, or you can pitch a fit. Those are, and once right. again, it's all about personal choices. You can do whatever you want to do.
I agree. Now, what I'm looking at, Rick, what I honestly believe, deep down in my heart, what's going to happen with this financial system is, one, I don't believe the Federal Reserve is going to go away. I know there's all kinds of stuff on the internet saying the Fed's going to go away. I don't think Trump will end the Fed. I truly do not believe that.
No, they'll go digital. They'll go to something like Bitcoin,
right.
And that will set up a barbed wire fence around the United States so that you can't get your wealth out, and then they will collapse the dollar. I think that. Sorry, right. I interrupted. Go ahead.
We're on the same page. No, we're on the same page, Rick. We really are. I was going to say it differently, but you're exactly right. We're going to go digital. There's no choice. That's the only way out for the United States. Now, can we default on the debt? Absolutely. You know, Argentina's done it, what, six times? And they're not exactly a banana republic. So it can happen. It would be all right with me if it did.
I see that Max Keiser and Stacey Herbert are on the way down there. I would imagine right now you could probably buy, if you had 6 ounces of gold, you could probably buy about 500,000 acres of really good farm ground right now.
I would say more like 1,000 acres, Rick. I understand what you're saying, but I would see 500 to 1,000 acres as a real possibility right this minute.
Well, I would be interested in a thing like that, although I absolutely hate getting in an airplane, so I don't know what good it would do me, but okay.
Well, you live there. You don't stay here. That's what good it would do you.
Well, then I would have to give the dictator another 10 ounces to get the military down there to protect me, because I'm going to need,
well,
obviously,
Argentina's
some help.
Well, Argentina's not like Colombia or Chile or Ecuador right now. You know,
and they're going to all those places, including Cartagena. I mean, you're talking about the.
Oh, wow.
I think, yeah, I believe it is the, what do you call it? The kidnapping capital of the world right now, I think, unless that's Rio.
Yeah. Last I heard, that's where my ex-daughter-in-law and granddaughter live right now. But I'm hoping that's not true anymore.
Well, in any case. So anyway, let me see if I can sum this up for the people who are scratching their head. Because we really aren't certain what the future is for real assets like silver, ground, and let's forget about fine art. As far as I'm concerned, fine art is a good chainsaw and a heater. But let's forget
yeah.
about that. Because we don't actually know, you know, what'll happen in a, let's say, a deflationary spiral or a stagflationary spiral or a hyperinflationary spiral, you should have some metals. You should have some metals, but my goodness, just in case they turn out to be worthless, just, you know, like you can't get rid of them, you need to have some food and water. You just do, and some garden seeds and maybe some skills. And if you've got somebody in the family like me who has a lot of skills, you need to make certain that you pile bodies around them so nobody gets to them.
I agree with that, too.
Yeah.
We just don't have the physical ability, so maybe I'll find a place anyway.
Hey, guys, we have a caller on the line.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, go ahead.
We have Art in Georgia. Hey, Art.
Hey, guys, been a while.
Hi, Art.
You're talking about the Fed and suspicion that they'll be moving something more like a Bitcoin to collapse the dollar. I hear music.
Yeah, hang on a minute, buddy. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 2.5 minutes, and we'll continue with Art. Be right back, 1-800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
And welcome back to the Real Survival Show here on RBN. We are talking with Art in Georgia. Art, you want to go ahead, then?
Yeah, you were talking about the Federal Reserve and, you know, you suspect that they'll go to something similar to Bitcoin, which we've heard about Mark Zuckerberg and his push to create what he's calling the Libra. and all of this. Well, several weeks ago, Darren Weeks covered this on his broadcast, and I covered it a couple times on my broadcast. In fact, I had Steve O'Brien on a couple weeks ago, and we discussed this. There's this new thing, and people need to go look this up. ID 2020, that's numbers. ID 2020, the actual numbers. ID2020.org. And go through and really look at everything on this website. And the whole idea here, and this is a global agenda, the whole idea with this ID 2020 concept is to go digital, like you were talking about, only they actually are promoting the use of vaccines, which when you go to get your vaccine, at the same time they will be injecting a tiny little, like an RFID kind of thing, into, it's a part of the vaccine, and they're talking about using vaccines as a way to do this and usher this in by making it so that when you get your vaccine, you also get your chip, and it's injected right into your body. This is a really scary concept. All right. This is real. People need to go look this up. ID2020.org. Research that website. Get familiar with what their global agenda is. Then we need to start talking about how do we resist this, because this is scary. This is the mark of the beast. This is it.
Right.
This is what crazy people like Alex Jones talk about.
All right, let me interject something. I want to pick your brain for a minute, okay?
Okay.
I agree, chipping is bad. Now, I've had two chips placed in me, both when I was unconscious, and I did never, to my knowledge, agree to it. But I've got two in me. I actually connect to the internet everywhere I go with my defibrillator, which, by the way, when the batteries run out, it's coming out and it ain't going back. But and I've got another one in my heart that cannot be removed. Now, on a, I guess we call it a quasi-religious standpoint, do you consider something like that that was placed in me involuntarily to be the mark of the beast, or do you think it's something completely different?
Well, I would first have to ask, when were these put in? When did you have them put in? Was it after Obamacare went into?
Yes, it was after Obamacare. It was 7 years and 3.5 years, respectively.
Okay, well, if people will go and research the Affordable Care Act, that's Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, in there, and I can't remember exactly where it is, but in there, deep in there, there's the music.
Yeah. Oh, hang on, Art, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back here in a few minutes. 1-800-313-9443.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle